Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Really excited to shake the hand and get to know Dr. Val Nandra. I've said your name so many times on the station, Doctor. It's good to finally meet you in person. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Absolutely. Thanks to meet you too, John.
And you guys have a big event tomorrow, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. But first, the Serenity Foundation. What is it that you guys do? It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that aims to what?
Yeah, so it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that I launched about 2.5 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. And it's really based on kind of addressing the inequalities to access to high quality mental health services. Mm-hmm. For the community. Particularly what we focus on is ketamine, because it has literally been proven to be, in a way, a silver bullet for mental illness, particularly depression, anxiety, PTSD, OCD, bipolar. I mean, really, the list goes on and
on,
as well as chronic pain. But our foundation is based solely on mental illness.
So is it about getting that information to people, or getting the access to if they know who to go to talk to about ketamine? Is it about connecting those dots?
It's literally about getting out there, letting people know that there is something out there that can help them, that will not financially constrain them. And, ketamine, as of now, and as far as I know, for the long, long future coming up, is not approved by insurance. IV ketamine is not. And so the out-of-pocket costs can get high between the initial series of treatments, which is about $500 a treatment. We obviously have discounts for veterans and other groups. But then the maintenance, you do need to come in for a maintenance treatment once every month or so after that also. And those are less expensive, of course. But even then, it can be a financial constraint. And, I really got frustrated, literally about 3 years ago. Just so many inquiries, so much interest, people sending in their forms and only to find out that they can't afford it. And then it's a big disappointment. And it was kind of a light bulb moment, I guess, for me.
Yeah.
Let's try this. And it's really been amazing. So we're out there just trying to get support from the community, from donors, from wherever we can, to just keep this going, because we have provided well over 700 treatments through the foundation.
Whoa.
Already.
Yeah, that's a lot. And, I've talked to people that swear by ketamine. I still think that, we talk about it on the station a lot and the work that you do. I think that people just aren't used to different things that they had not considered in the past, especially when it comes to medicine. Has that been an uphill battle for you to try to teach people what ketamine is, to explain how these treatments might be different, might be better for them, or that it's an option? Has that been hard for you?
It was hard, and it was particularly hard in the beginning because, the clinic that I started, IV Solution in downtown Chicago here, we opened about 5.5 years ago in early 2017, and that was just kind of the very, very beginning, early stages of ketamine kind of coming out there. It's always been backed by tons of research. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even tell you how many papers have over and over again said the same thing: ketamine works, ketamine works, ketamine works, and really high success rates. In those early days, I really, really had to educate people a lot about it, and kind of explain to them that, yes, this is whatever you think it is. You heard of it as a horse tranquilizer,
right,
this and that, club drug. But it is actually an anesthesia drug that was, invented for humans, 50 years ago. So it's been around for a long time, and it's a very safe drug when it's administered by a professional in the right setting and, with the adequate monitoring and everything.
Yeah, and I think I think some people are skeptical sometimes when they hear about a quick fix. Not that you're saying it's some, magical elixir. It's a drug that has been designed, tested, tried, and works. But I imagine that's why people are skeptical about it. You mentioned, can you explain again exactly what ketamine is for people that don't know? Was it invented?
So it's a synthetic drug that was actually developed in 1960 and then was FDA approved for human use in 1970, primarily as an anesthesia drug. Mm-hmm. It's been used for multiple things over the years. Pain management, anesthesia, still use anesthesia now, and it's been now even being shown to be kind of like a better alternative to opioids, even in surgery and stuff like this. So it's a a synthetic drug, it blocks a completely different receptor than the SSRIs and all those other medications do that typical antidepressants involve. It's called the NMDA receptor, but and that's kind of like the receptor that, you know, blocking that receptor has the ability to alleviate depression rather quickly.
Is it a habit forming? Is it something that people need to be cautious of as well, like many other drugs too?
Well, I mean, just to put it in really simple terms, Schedule 1 and with the DEA is considered the most addictive type of drugs, and marijuana is a Schedule 1 drug. Ketamine is a Schedule 3 drug. So
right.
It's not physically addictive, physiologically addictive. In other words, you won't have withdrawals when you stop it.
Right.
None of those things that you get with a lot of other drugs. You'll just not have the effects after a while.
Right.
So it's actually pretty safe in that aspect also.
What does a treatment plan look like? How does it work? Does someone come to an office, you talk through what you're experiencing? Is there some sort of psychological profile that you go through? Or is it, here's what I'm dealing with, and it's a developed plan for the next 6 weeks, 6 months? How does that actually work?
Yeah, so we have a very organized intake process. First of all, an online form that a patient fills out. And then, you know, we obviously, in these days, we do a lot of telemedicine-type consults. So we do phone consults or Zoom consults with me or one of my other providers, which is like a, you know, 30 to 45-minute phone call where we go into a little more depth of what you provided. And then, you know, if we feel that you're qualified for it and it is something that could be beneficial to you, we'll literally just get you scheduled. And that really involves just initially we do 6 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 45 minutes long, maybe 20, 30-minute recovery period. So, you know, not a big ordeal. Spaced every other day or so over a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that little series, in our clinic, we're typically seeing an 80% or slightly higher success rate.
Wow. And how after those 6 treatments, how long does that last in your system?
So typically that'll give us, you know, upwards of a month of relief.
Oh, wow.
So then you just come in for one treatment here and there. And we do over time extend people out. People definitely have the ability to, like, you know, go farther and farther out over time. Some people will do half a dozen or so maintenance and then they're good for quite a while.
Wow.
So what ketamine does, and it's really amazing, is it actually rewires the brain. So it releases growth factors in the brain that actually kind of remap pathways and processes in your brain. So that is actually what gives us that long-term relief.
Interesting. This is fascinating. I'm so glad we get to dive into this because, you know, we're able to read a little bit about it, of course, here on the radio and we talk about it, but to dive in deeper is good. Let's tell you what, let's take a break and then afterwards we're going to talk a little bit about the event tomorrow night because I know we're going to want to make people laugh, enjoy. Boy, that's good medicine too.
Absolutely.
And obviously it benefits the Serenity Foundation as well. We'll do that after we get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld. 5:49, just about 5:50 here on WGN. It's John Hanson finishing things up on the Lisa Dent Show. We'll roll into Your Money Matters after this. Got a big event tomorrow night. The Serenity Foundation, we've been chatting about it with Dr. Balanandra. It has a night of entertainment with, I think everyone knows John Vincent. It's one of the best voices around. It is incredible. And he's gone through this as well, too.
He's been battling his whole life. He's very open about it. He grew up in an environment of bullying, and
yeah.
He's a big anti-bullying advocate also, actually goes to schools and does talks, really amazing. And John's been our patient for about 4 years, and you know, he'll tell you, I don't even need to repeat it, but he'll tell you that ketamine saved his life.
100%.
Yeah.
And he is going to be singing. He's obviously the Cubs national anthem, a powerhouse, holds that note about as long as humanly possible. He's got some holiday classics. I mean, he sings holiday songs like nobody else does since some of the legends, I think.
Yeah, I've been to his holiday show in years past, and it's just unbelievable. It's emotional. It's entertaining. It's just like a great, you know, great evening, relaxing family, however you want to do it. It's just really awesome. Very unique.
I'm so glad it's tomorrow and not Thursday, by
exactly.
The way.
I was literally thinking about that today. I was like, oh my God, thank God our event is not on Thursday.
Yeah,
oh.
So buy some milk and bread.
Yes.
And then get ready to stay in for the next 4 days by going to this event tomorrow night. And obviously Pat Tomasulo from good old Channel 9, who I swear, I know he's funny on the morning show. He's even funnier on stand-up comedy when there is an FCC rules involved as well. A really great guy. Laughter's great for the soul. Seems like a great partnership, and it's to benefit the Serenity Foundation. Still a few tickets available, right, from what I understand?
Yeah, there are some tickets available. Pat is going to do a comedy set, and honestly didn't realize how funny he was until my wife and I popped on his Instagram reels like a few weeks ago, and we were laughing so hard on the couch. Our daughter was like, "What the hell is going on out there?" It's really unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He is, right? Because I watched it for years on Nine, and then I started watching the Insta reels, and I'm like, "Oh boy." Makes me laugh. This is going to be at Rizzo's Bar and Inn. It's at 3658 North Clark, which is a great venue as well.
It's a great venue.
And they do it up for the holidays, too. So if you are not in the holiday spirit or you need a laugh, this is the place to be.
It's holidays exploded inside of Rizzo's. It's a beautiful.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. SerenityForTheHolidays.com. The doors at 6. The program begins at 7. Cash Bar, got the menu there, too. We had a couple questions about ketamine on the text line. You mind if I ask you a few of them?
Oh, sure, of course.
Right. So why doesn't insurance cover ketamine?
Primarily, that becomes it comes down to pharmaceutical politics. Ketamine, like I mentioned earlier, is a drug that's been around for 50 years. It's been generic for 20 or 30 or some years. So it's not an expensive drug. You know, what costs money is the process of administering it.
And the IV.
In the environment and everything else. Yeah. So pharmaceutical companies, they want to make money.
Quickly.
And they want to patent something and make money and this and that. And that's just not something that ketamine will let them do.
Right. Because since it's an IV application, you have to have people that are trained to do that, to know that, to be ready to tackle any issue that might arise in a facility that is rated for that stuff.
Exactly.
And that's where the costs come in.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Can the doctor see patients that aren't vets? We talked in November a lot on the air about what you were doing for vets. I think maybe some people thought it was only for vets. No, of course not.
Absolutely not. By far, we serve far more civilians and veterans. But of course, anybody is welcome to apply for the foundation, and we'll screen them accordingly and get them in.
That's great. Another question. Please ask Dr. Nader two things. If someone is on antidepressants, do they have to clean out their system first? Like if they're already doing something, does there need to be a withdrawal procedure before you would start ketamine?
By and far, they do not. So there's only one drug that we just, lamotrigine or Lamictal, which we just have you hold the day of surgery, but the day of the procedure. But other than that, I actually want you to stay on everything you're on because, you know, when you're coming off these medications after years and years and years, it's not a simple thing.
It can be a messy situation.
And it can be a mess and there can be a lot of side effects. And I don't want to confuse my picture. We encourage people if they're cruising, once they're in maintenance and they're doing really well, their symptoms are under control, at that point, you go to a psychiatrist and say, hey, let's start getting me off of these meds.
Right.
And then that's the gradual process. And you keep doing your infusions to kind of keep you up in the meantime. And we've had many, many patients who have gotten off literally all of their medications. Come in with 6 medications in 2 years or on nothing.
What a relief that
is. It's amazing.
For people.
Yeah.
Second question this texter wanted to know, is effectiveness age-related? I guess what they're asking perhaps is, does it get less effective the older you are?
It really doesn't. Most studies have shown that it is pretty equally effective across all age groups. If anything, younger people teens in that age group might do a little bit better just because their brain is more neuroplasticity. Their brain is still developing, so it's more adaptive to change. But I've treated patients in their 80s. just as successfully as in their 40s and in their 20s.
That's good to know. A lot of great questions. We'll have to have you on again because this is important stuff, and it's changed a lot of people's lives for the better. Again, the event is tomorrow night. It's at Rizzo's. It doors at 6, the program at 7, serenityfortheholidays.com. Whether you're into ketamine or not, you're supporting people that might want to be able to do that because, as you mentioned, it can be expensive, but the Serenity Foundation helps a lot of people. Dr. Paul Nandra, it's great of you to stop by. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.